Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news are read by Jonas Sientan. Gifre Down Chamber of Commerce and Industry KTCCI has installed 36 CCTV cameras across various strategic locations in the town. A press release from the KTCCI stated that the installation of the CCTV, which was completed yesterday, is an initiative to enhance security and surveillance in Gifre. The cameras have been placed in key areas, including commercial zones, public spaces, and other high-traffic locations to ensure comprehensive surveillance. The release added that KTCCI plans to collaborate closely with local authorities to ensure the effective use of these CCTV cameras and to explore further initiatives aimed at improving the quality of life in the town. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has emphasized the need to take care of the environment and nurture vegetation inside containment areas. He suggested that this could be achieved by promoting herbal plantations and horticulture on defense estate land in a structured manner for the larger benefit of the society. Interacting with the officer trainees of the 2023 batch of the Indian Defence Estate Service in New Delhi yesterday, Dhankar called for using technology for the management of defence lands. He said that containment areas must be an example for other municipalities in cleanliness, greenery and civic amenities. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that around 8,800 farmers, producer organizations, FPOs, have been set up across the country as against the target of 10,000 FPOs. Farmers, producer organizations facilitate farmers with access to improved technology, credit, better input, and more markets to incentivize them to produce better quality commodities. Talking to reporters after visiting the FPO Mela at Delhi Hut yesterday, Chauhan said it is Prime Minister Narendra Modi's initiative for customers to get products at cheaper price and farmers to produce, process and get good prices. Telecom Regulatory Authority of India, TRAI, has notified amendments to the regulatory framework for broadcasting and cable services and releases. TRAI has removed the ceiling on network capacity fee, NCF, of 130 rupees for 200 channels and 160 rupees for more than 200 channels. The fee will now be driven by market forces. In order to ensure transparency, the regulator said that all charges have to be mandatorily published by service providers and communicated to consumers besides reporting to it. The primary objective of these amendments includes facilitating the growth of the broadcasting sector and promoting ease of doing business by simplifying the regulatory provisions. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi appealed people of Manipur to stop violence and come out for peace and unity. Gandhi reached Manipur yesterday on a one-day state visit. He met violence-affected families taking shelter in different relief camps in the state. Talking to media persons, Gandhi said that his visit to Manipur is not politically motivated, but to share the grief and pain of the affected families. He also assured that he will try hard to bring an amicable solution to the violence in the state. Gandhi later called on Governor of Manipur, Sushri Anusuya Uke, and discussed the situation in Manipur. And in sports, at the Sentinels Cup Northeast Women Championship, Naga Damsels Club representing Nagaland has bowed out of the tournament, conceding 4 goals to nil against the championship favourites, the Director General Assam Rifles DGAR team, yesterday at Sunitpur in Assam. The tournament was organised by Assam Rifles with teams from northeastern states including Assam, Mizoram, Meghalaya, Tripura, Nagaland and Arunachal Pradesh, and one from the Director General Assam Rifles women football team taking part in the championship. The semi-final clash saw DGAR, a team composed of star players, many of whom have represented the Indian national team, dominated the field. While the young Nagaland team, without lack of experience, failed to make much impression in the game, ending the saga. The Nagaland team was led by state football coach Kevi Lepu Zashumo. Arunachal Pradesh will now play DGAR in the finals to be played at ARTC Shillong on July 12th. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.